As Jesus was dying on the cross, we read in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" This cry has puzzled many people. Jesus is actually quoting the opening line of Psalm 22, and he was using it to express his deep agony on the cross. He was suffering the penalty for our sin in our place. Every sermon I've ever heard on this cry of Jesus has actually gone something like this. "Well, this is a hard thing to understand, but God did forsake Jesus. He turned his back on him because he can't look at sin because sin separates us from God." Well, that almost makes sense, except that God says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, that he would never leave us or forsake us. God didn't leave Jesus on the cross when the sins of the world came upon him. It felt like God had forsaken him. Sin does separate us from God. It blinds us. It makes it hard to see God, and it brings confusion. But God doesn't forsake us when we sin. When God's people were being punished in exile, they complained and said, "Oh, the Lord has forsaken us. God has forgotten us." God replied, "Can a woman forget her nursing child or show no compassion for the child of her womb? Even though they may forget," he said, "yet I won't forget you. I've tattooed you on the palms of my hands." That's in Isaiah 49. And when Adam and Eve first sinned in the garden, they went and hid from God. God came searching for them. He didn't forsake them. Their sin drove them from God, as it still does to us today. Our sin does not cause God to forsake us or turn his back on us. When God said he would never leave us or forsake us, did he really mean to say, "Well, I'll never leave you or forsake you only if you're good," or "I'll never leave you as long as you do what I say"? Well, that doesn't have much power. And as a matter of fact, I can say that, and I'm not God. I can say, "Well, if you're good to me, I'll be good to you." This doesn't mean much to anyone. But if God is saying, "I will never leave you, no matter what you do, I won't ever leave you. I will always be there." Now that's powerful. Now that's something that's different. This is something I could never say. I might be able to put up with rejection for a while, but at some point, I'm going to reject that person. At some point, I'm going to give up and forsake that person. God did not leave Jesus on the cross. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. God the Father did not forsake Jesus on the cross. As all the sin of the world was placed on Jesus, the guilt of sin was placed on him as well. It was this guilt that was placed on him that made Jesus feel like God had left him, but God did not leave him in his darkest hour, just like he would never leave us in our darkest hour. It may feel like it, but he's always with us. God did not turn his back or look the other way. God did not separate himself from Jesus on the cross. It just felt that way. To Jesus, it felt like he was alone and that God was far from him. This is what sin does. It messes with your mind. Sin makes you think crazy thoughts. Sin makes you act like a fool. It would have been nice if God gave us an answer, like if he just spoke out of heaven and said something to Jesus, but he didn't. Yet in Psalm 22, we do have God's answer. Just like David felt that God had forsaken him in Psalm 22, Jesus felt like God had forsaken him, but God, in fact, did not forsake him. The Gospels don't record an answer to Jesus' question, but Psalm 22 does. In response to the first verse where the psalmist cries out in prophetic words, "Why have you forsaken me?" there is an answer found in verse 22 of Psalm 22. Here's the answer to the question that Jesus asked, the question of the psalmist and the question of every person who has ever felt abandoned by God. "For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard." God did not hide his face from Jesus, nor did he turn his back on him when he needed him most. What makes God so very different? It's the whole idea of him never forsaking us, no matter what. If God forsook Jesus on the cross because he became sin, what will God do if you and I sin, or when you and I sin? He would have to turn his face away from our sin and from us. That's not how our Heavenly Father is, nor that's not what he does. This does not mean you won't ever get punished for your sins. You will. This does not mean if you forsake God and live a life of sin, you won't go to hell. You will. This means that he will never forsake you. You can forsake him if you choose, but he'll never forsake you once you have opened your heart to receive his Holy Spirit. If you've not opened your heart, you are already separated from God. But God is reaching out to you today. Open your heart. Let him in, and he will never leave you or forsake you. Have a great day.